What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Time for Bubba Overtime. Hello, everybody. Man, I hit the wall, and Lummy, rumor has it you hit the wall, too.
Hit the wall hard, my dear. Hang
on. Did you say my dear?
Yes, sir.
That's royalty-free Willie right there, my friend. We don't got to worry about a copyright violation there, hopefully.
Fuck yeah.
Good
music.
Did you just say fuck yeah, Lummy?
Yes, sir.
That first fuck is always the awkward one. During the overtime show, is it not?
Yes, sir.
You're like, man, I hope
I can say this.
I think I can. I hope I can say that. I hope I didn't just fuck up everything by saying fuck. Oh, fuck. At the red. Are we gonna be on? Keep refreshing.
Red House.
Sorry, that first fuck was an awkward one.
At the red house.
Bubba, do you think we can make a commercial like that for BRN?
Ooh, like a remake Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but what would you say? At the Bubba Show.
Hi, I'm Bubba, and I'm black.
Hi, I'm Bubba, and I'm white, but my show's made for all people.
Yeah, I mean, you got
a Jew.
You can be like, hi, I'm Anna, and I'm Jewish. And Bubba Army is for everybody.
Right.
And then you could be like, we could get, you know, hi, it's Dion, and I'm black, and I like Bubba.
The real John from Naples, Thousand
Bits. At the Red House.
Hi, I'm Lummy, I'm slow, and I love Bubba.
There you go. I bet Ty J would do it.
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Ty J, and I'm black, and I love the Bubba Show. It's for everybody. At the Bubba Show. Disney Plus removes some classic movies from children's profiles over negative stereotypes. What are they mad about now?
Oh, the birds?
The birds.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with the birds? What's wrong with the birds? What are they saying is wrong with the birds?
Well, they kept yelling the N-word.
I believe,
I'm kidding.
No. I believe they're like looking like a gang.
Well, okay.
A gang of birds.
Okay, yeah, I think you can look up at the sky and see a whole fucking lot of gang of birds. And there's white birds, and there's black birds, and there's brown birds, and there's cardinals that are red, and there's blues that are blue jays, and there's fucking hummingbirds. There's a pack of fucking everythings. Isn't there the official statement is there's a pack of every fucking things, regardless of what there is. There's a pack of them.
Yeah.
Disney has removed several movies, including Dumbo, Peter Pan, The Aristocrats, Swiss Family Robinson from children's profiles on its service over negative stereotypes. What's wrong with fucking Dumbo? What's wrong with Peter Pan? What's wrong with The Aristocrats? What's wrong with
Swiss Family Robinson?
I've never even heard of that.
Well, Dumbo decried as racist.
What is racist on Dumbo?
Really bonded with Dumbo because we both have big ears.
Because the blackbirds in Dumbo, the ones that you had up, are depicting using African American stereotypes of the time with jive like speech patterns and jazzy, gospely songs sung in harmony. The bird named Jim Crow was voiced by white actor Cliff Edwards.
Bird's name is Jim Crow.
Yeah.
That's kind of
funny.
That's
not good. That's not good at all.
So they're saying that the darker depicted birds spoke jive, which means that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know,
and they sing jazzy songs.
And they sing jazzy songs.
Yes.
Would the airplane scene with Mrs. Cleaver be considered.
Thinking about that,
which
movie
might
the other day.
Be the fucking most funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Excuse me, stewardess, I speak jive.
Man, he took a motherfucking handball. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Somebody find that for me immediately. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, oh, that was so fucking funny.
That movie was great.
That movie was so ahead of its time. Anna, I've tried to, and I've fallen asleep now on three attempts to get through the Woody Allen deal.
That's not good.
Oh, I haven't even started it. At all.
I've gotten distracted by the Red House. Is this
by the clone?
Here we go.
Can I get you something?
Cut the snake hand.
But to lay into the bones.
Jackie, tightly.
Tightly.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cut the snake can't hang.
Oh, stewardess.
Now see, if this really did happen where fucking grandma came up here and did, I would fucking bust it. Here we go.
I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right. Would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama? My mama raised no dummies. I cut the rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
It's a cutting thing.
Chomp don't want to help. Chomp don't get the help.
Say can't hang. Say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains.
Now, is that bad because it's in a comedic setting and I find that to be funny and it's brilliantly written?
No, it is funny.
Oh.
It's your mofo, butter laying into the bones.
Jack me up tightly.
Me up. Tight me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cutty say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
The Anna, whitest of white women.
Do you remember this, Anna?
I do, yeah.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants...
How about...
Wasn't there a scene with an egg?
I think there was also a scene where they had the kid up in the cockpit. He's like, have you ever seen a grown man naked in the shower, Johnny?
Yeah. What's the scene with the egg?
In the flight, the blow-up thing, she had to blow him up by his penis.
Yeah. That was funnier in hell, too. Disney, God. It's like, where does the cancel culture stop? Like, can we have somebody, regardless of race, regardless of gender, can we have somebody say enough? Enough. Our country was built upon the freedom of speech and the freedom of expression. This isn't to, you know, be hateful to anybody, but what happened to our comedic side of things? What happened to not taking ourselves so seriously? Where does it stop that everybody's a victim? I ask that in question form.
I honestly don't think that most people are like this. It's like a few people make a tweet or it goes somewhat viral on Twitter like a day. And then everyone's like, everybody's freaking out. It's like, not really. Most people don't care.
But then you have the California proposed bill where, you know, Target and Walmart can't have a boy and girl section.
You know, that applies to not the stores, not only the stores, but also their websites.
So you're saying, like, if this bill in California would pass, that they're saying that not only can you not have a boy and girl section within the store, but you can't have a boy and girl section on your website.
Can I ask you a question? Doesn't that just make the item harder to find?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you would just go girl section. You know what I mean? It categorizes everything
right,
for you.
Right.
So you could still find the toy, but it's just harder for the consumer to find it.
I will let you know that on the new Bubba t-shirt website or merchandise website, I will still denote boys and girls. Oh. Is that going to make bad?
How about men's and women's?
Yes, you're exactly right. Men's and women's.
Thank you.
Preferably, we only are selling merchandise for those that got a credit card. And I think you got to be 18 to have a credit card. So there you go. Everybody is absolutely fucking apeshit over Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. 11.5 million people in Britain watched it, and 17.1 million people in America watched it. So, I mean, people are going fucking absolutely insane. CBS paid Oprah's Harpo Productions a licensing fee between $7 and $9 million. Oh. How much did they have to pay Markle and Harry? If they paid Oprah seven or her production company, $7 to $9 million. Ooh. What did they make? Did she? I hope Oprah is the fucking badass negotiator that I think that she probably is. And she went, "Hey, Megan and Harry, I'll give you guys each $300,000 to do a sit down with me."
Yeah. Well, Harry doesn't have a job anymore, so
yeah, they're broke. So
they're not broke.
Well, allegedly broke,
but
cut off.
They're cut off, but they still got money. Like
I know, I know.
Oh no, you
it's the billionaire interviewing millionaire about how hard the world is.
Hold
Boo-hoo.
On, you want to hear this? Mary and Hagen, Megan and Harry were not paid for the interviews.
Oh wow.
Well, now that's not cool.
Well, it's kind of
like Oprah.
Brand.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, but Oprah doesn't need fucking $9 million.
Well, she has a crew, editing team.
Preliminary figures are a solid return for CBS, which reportedly paid Oprah's Harpo Productions a licensing fee between $7 and $9 million to air the special. Megan and Harry were not paid.
I wonder whose idea it was.
For comparison, more people watched the interview than watched September's Emmy Awards and last month's Golden Globes combined.
No one cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
The interview is proof that even in a time of streaming, there are still events that can drive considerable viewership to traditional network television. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to take shit like this to get people back to regular TV.
Did it say, were there any stipulations to the interview? Like, were there questions they weren't allowed to ask or anything? Or
there were some they refused to ask.
The parallels between Meghan and Harry's mother, Princess Diana, were clear even before the couple made their own comparisons during the interview. Harry noted that they were cut off financially by the royal family. Well, now, hold on. As they should, because as being part of the royal family, you have obligations. You know, like, there's a certain... It's a very, very, you know, laid-out schedule. Like, you know, from 9 until, you know, noon, you're going to be going to the children's hospital.
You're getting tax dollars. Tax the citizens, and they pay for all their stuff.
Right, but there are very, you know, some philanthropic... Just very... There's things you got to do. Like, you have to, like, they have like your whole day laid out. But you're also getting paid, you know, probably equivalent to millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You're living, you know,
in a palace.
You got 24-hour security. You want for nothing. I'm assuming you have private air, you know, travel amongst, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, you get everything handed to you.
Yeah, you get everything you want, probably.
And when you tell the queen, fuck off.
Fuck off.
I'm marrying a mulatto woman from America, and I'm going to do it. And she then comes in and starts fucking boss hogging her shit around the deal. And she's just not going to do that, you know, 9 to noon, go to the sick children's hospital on behalf of Buckingham Palace. I'm fucking, and you're going to move over to America. I'm not going to keep sending you a fucking chat. You're not doing shit for the royal family.
Right.
You're not doing shit for the citizens of Great Britain. The whole fucking royalty thing is a dog and pony show in itself. It's all about, you know, a dog and fucking pony show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Britons have voted several times that they want to continue. Like, I think that it's gone to referendum where, like, you know, some of the newer, younger people of Great Britain, which I do agree that I could give a fuck whether the royals are still the royals, but they voted on it several times, and the majority of people in England still want them to have this, you know, the royal family kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's their pride, they say.
It's a tradition, cultural thing.
I wonder if it'll ever get to a point where people say,
who fucking cares?
Give it a fuck.
Yeah.
Eventually.
And then what happens to the royals when the vote finally comes a pack, 51-49 to not giving a fuck? Then does the part, like, they come in and kick you fucking out of the castle?
That'd be funny.
Or does your family still technically own that castle, even though you never really paid for it? Your family. I mean, how far back does the royal, like, who was King Henry I? Or whoever the fuck? Who was the first
monarch?
Who was the very first leader of it's a Great Britain or England?
Well, England is the country, and then Great Britain, I think, is that whole island, and then
is the continent.
No, not the continent. And then if you say the UK, the United Kingdom, that also includes Ireland, Northern Ireland as well.
Now don't Ireland and fucking England hate each other?
Well, Northern Ireland has allegiance to the Queen because they're Protestant, but Main Ireland is they're Catholic, so they're it's different.
Yeah. Well, Edward's son, Edward the Elder, conquered the Eastern Danelaw, which then his son.
Man, some smart shit coming out of Lummy's hole just doesn't
seem
right.
He's reading it.
Oh, I know, but even
that. He's reading.
You less, yo, Keith, thank you, Anna. That's what you do, too, to Lummy.
Anna.
He became the first king to rule the whole
Lummy,
England.
What fucking year are we talking about?
927.
So, in 927, England, or wherever the fuck, they're rolling around, and some guy organized some shit, and they defeated somebody?
Yeah, Edward the Elder conquered Danelaw. And then his son...
Dane Law? That sounds like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
It's
Jude Law's brother.
An A attached to an E. That's
all
a stain.
Right. And then so that was Edward the Conqueror?
Oh, is that like a Gaelic or something?
Yeah. So yeah, then his son became the first king of all of England in 927.
In 927, what was that guy's name?
Aelastain. King Aelastain. King of English.
English.
Ken Aelastain?
Yeah,
Ken Aelastain.
King Aelastain.
Now, the current queen,
yeah.
Where did she come from?
She's British.
I know shit.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is like she was the daughter, the firstborn of the king, correct?
She's the royal lineage, like King Philip Prince Philip I saw yesterday is like of Greek and some other heritage, Italian.
What
maybe.
I'm saying is, in order for her to be queen,
Danish.
In order for her to be queen,
yeah,
her father had to be king.
King George the Sixth.
Yeah. So because it has to come. So King George's firstborn was going to be the ruler of England, regardless if that was a guy or a girl. Happened to be that King George's firstborn was the current queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
700 years ago, however the fuck old she is.
And the queen's mom was never the queen.
No, she couldn't be.
Right, because she was married in.
Right, she was married in.
Correct.
So the king, King George, his firstborn was our current queen. Her firstborn was Prince Charles.
So he'll be king when she dies.
Right. His firstborn is Prince William.
Correct.
Prince William's firstborn is his first fucking kid, whatever that guy's name.
I think it's George.
Is he Prince George?
Yeah. I don't know if it's George or there's another
now,
basic
George's word. First fucking kid, who hasn't been born yet, will eventually be king.
Correct.
Meanwhile, no wonder Harry's pissed the fuck off marrying, you know, hot mulatto chicks from California. Because it should go that Harry would be the next king after fucking his brother takes a lick.
Wait,
yeah.
His brother has a couple kids.
I know.
He has three.
Yeah.
So all three of them, I think, have to die.
No. Yes, all three of them have to die.
And for Harry to be next in line.
But realistically, his three kids don't even, I think, aren't the way it goes. I think it goes, wouldn't it go his first kid's kid? Or would it go in succession of his kids?
You might be right.
I think I got you on that one, Anna, you motherfucker.
You got me.
I think I just fucking faced your shit.
God damn it. Yeah.
I did actually study this in college. I took some fucking course, right? I forget what it was.
Royal pedigree traits.
No, it was like world history or some bullshit. Anyway, I think, so it goes the natural line of to the throne. The current queen, when she takes a lick, then it goes to her son, Charles, who was Diana's husband.
Mm-hmm.
When he takes a lick, it goes to his firstborn man or woman, which happened to be Prince William. William.
Mm-hmm.
When he takes a lick, it goes to his firstborn son.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he takes a lick, I don't think it goes to his second and third son. I think it goes to the son of his firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a firstborn lineage.
She's the fourth in line of succession. Princess Charlotte is the second born.
Who's the first one, George?
Yes.
Yeah.
So are they saying, Lummy, what I'm saying is, who's the first one? The guy, the boy?
We go Prince William, then Prince George.
All right. So Prince William is Charles's son.
Yep.
Prince George is William's son, right?
Yep.
Now, after Prince George, who's king? Is it Prince George's first fucking kid, or does it go to his brother, his sister?
Well, yeah,
Prince George has a sister.
Yeah, if Prince George has a son, then Prince George's son would take over.
The king.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I don't even know if fucking the world's going to be around by then.
No.
I mean, they'll never
see. I mean,
see.
I only give it about 50 more years.
The world?
Yeah, I give the world, 66 years.
What's going to happen?
Fucking blow up like a Kiss concert.
You might be right.
Oh, boy. We're going to blow our warfare? Shit up. Yeah. We're going to blow our shit up, and it's going to be a false alarm, Willie. And then we're going to, like, Russia's going to send some shit over accidentally, and then we're going to send some shit. And then it's going to be like, oh, my God, they really didn't send any shit, but we just sent some shit over there. And now they're going to send, shall we play a game?
Let me Wi-Fi.
Terry at 323, $50 cash.
Woo. How much does the Queen of England make?
Oh, I looked this up before. I forgot.
Man, and I'm wondering.
$2 million a year, at least.
And Blitz, here's the deal. When you're Prince William, I mean, you know they're trying to get you some fucking ass so that you can, you know, make a kid.
Well, her net worth is $500 million, and she makes an annual income of $3.3 million, it says.
But she doesn't do shit.
Now this page, I don't know if it's right or not. This one says, Queen Elizabeth II is the wealthiest member of the royal family, earning an estimated annual income of $64.5
million. I'm not trying to be mean or any one way, but she needs to go. We need to get and I think Charles is a fucking waste too.
So just straight to Willie?
Straight to Willie.
Oh, Charles Willie, has Willie. Been waiting so long.
Charles is. I just look at him as kind of a fucking pussy.
He is.
Yeah, he looks like a pussy to me. Whereas his son William, I think, is a little more rugged. Now he looks like a kind of a fucking Peyton Manning reject.
Yes, I agree.
Buckingham Palace's reaction to the focus, reaction in focus after Harry and Meghan's bombshell interview. I bet you the Queen Mum is really fucking mad about all this bullshit.
The
because
Queen's mom is dead.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Queen. The Queen's mad as fuck about this because she basically, you know, Meghan called him racist.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah. And Harry did too. When Oprah asked him about it, he was like, I don't want to, I'm not answering that. I don't want to talk about it.
Knowing that, you know, when she dies, when the old bag dies, that his dad and brother ain't going to hang him out. But didn't Harry say that his dad's been a real dick?
Yeah.
Well, yep. His dad's got to be a dick until the old bag dies, doesn't he? He's got to fucking toe the royal corporate line, right? Because I'm sure the queen can make life hell on him.
Oh, yeah.
How old is Charles? He's got to be in his 70s.
Yeah, I think he is. I'd say 75. I don't know, though.
He is 72.
Poor guy's hardly going to get any kind of fucking run as the king.
Yeah.
Is he married now?
He married that old bag Camilla or
the
something.
The one that he cheated on.
Yeah, like
Deanna
which, and which I don't
the,
understand.
The Duchess of Cornwall.
The Duchess of Cornhole and fucking Princess Diana. First of all, Charles, guess what, buddy? She'd still be alive if you hadn't fucking cheated with that old battle axe that you're with. And who the hell cheats down? Fuck. Right?
She was uglier than Diana?
Oh, my God.
I need
fuck
to check
yeah.
this out.
Send me the stuff immediately, somebody.
Well,
but
she is 73 now, so yeah. I think what's her name would have been like
why
in
don't
the 60s.
You, Lummy, why don't you Bing or Google, whatever the fuck you use, what that bitch looked like when he fucking kicked Diana to the curb.
95.
Look at
okay.
this. Look at this old fucking bag. Yeah, it looks like, what was that? Falcon Crest. Look like the bitch from Falcon Crest. This is how she signs her name. Camellia.
She wasn't even really that pretty when she was younger either.
No, she was a fucking old hag compared to Princess Diana was as beautiful as a fucking...
The fireman saw my bug 2,000 bits. Yeah,
maybe, like, what if she didn't put out, though?
You know Diana was a fucking freak.
But maybe not to him.
Well, it's because he hadn't got no fucking game. She went to Dodi Fayed, guy who owned a bunch of, I mean, he was a fucking Mac. Diana wanted to be taken pillar to fucking post.
Maybe he liked the teeth on her. Ugh.
The teeth on who?
Camilla.
Ew.
Has she got some fucking bucks on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a photo gallery. You can just click to the right.
All right, there you go. Is this the old bag?
Yeah, I sent you one when they first started dating.
He's really ugly. Yeah. I think it's the sixth photo. He looks disgusting.
Well, she looks like shit.
Yeah.
Look at this guy right here.
Oh, yeah, he's rich.
That guy needs to be king.
He's got his skirt on.
The fuck out of here. I'm being the king. Who's that?
Ew.
Oh, is that Donatella for Versace?
Yes. Yep.
Man, calm down on the lip gloss and the eye makeup there, Donatello.
It's like Lady Gaga.
I mean, if you they have a side-by-side in this picture of...
What you sent me?
Yeah, 95, and yeah, that's...
Do they have any kids?
Yeah.
They did? All right,
so this is Camellia.
Oh! Yeah.
And this is Diana?
Same year, 95.
Yeah. Camellia's an old hag. If we were herding in England, they'd probably come kill us immediately, would they not?
Yes.
Is that where they live? Right there?
Mm-hmm.
She's better older.
Hey, Camellia. That Scott Baio, Leif Garrett fucking cut went out a long time ago. And Charles, you need to go Bruce Willis and just shave it all off and said I got in this fucking bald patch of honor, right? And Queen Mom, does she even know what day it is?
Nope. She's actually pretty sharp.
Is she?
The Queen is still pretty. She's got it together.
I'm just saying, like,
she's not like Joe Bidening out or anything. She's got it.
You think when they ask the Queen about Joe Biden, she goes, "Oh, he's too fucking old for me. he's too old for me." And somebody said, and I'm not trying to make this one way or the other, that it's been like 45 days since Biden has had a press conference. He's not doing very many press conferences, is he?
No, it doesn't make him look
Trump
good.
Trump is on fucking TV every day. Sometimes
Trump is too much and Biden's not enough.
Right. You're exactly right. Trump was too much and Biden's not enough. That's the new t-shirt.
Biden is plenty.
No, well, no, Blitz, that's the new t-shirt. Trump was too much and Biden's, asleep.
Yeah.
Sleep at the wheel.
What do you think Joe Biden's doing this very second?
Eating his oatmeal and shitting his pants?
Yeah.
In that order. Maybe. Maybe reverse.
It's what did you, who sent me this?
He has not held a press conference in the first 100 days.
Not one?
No, not one.
Let me, you sent me some ads by fucking Yahoo here, and it's not even sending me, did you send that to me, Lum Lum?
Sure did, sir. Sorry, I'm resending it in a different link that it must have worked, but not worked on yours.
Here we go. This one's supposed to add up the Yahoo News.
Yes, sir.
You can see what it's doing right there. It's fucking thinking about it.
It's trying to find a pre-roll to give you.
Oh, here we go. There's a pre-roll.
That's why Yahoo's owned by AOL.
You were built for.
Hold on. You're blaming AOL for the Yahoo shit?
Well, they're all together.
WGU. Ambition never rests.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because...
But do you think there's a fucking, a group of guys that sit in this one room and be like, okay, this is what the fuck we're doing.
Yes.
We're going to keep the mask deal going on. We're going to keep everybody fucking afraid. We're going to roll Joe out just every, 40 and 50 days. But we're running the deal around here.
Yep.
Joe, you're really not running the deal.
No way. He can't.
This is the way in which we're able to get vaccines.
So let's keep the fucking vaccine game going on. Let's keep jacking up prices of gas. Let's just get fucking people worked into. Oh, yeah. And tell Target they can't have a boy and girl section. Yep, that's what we're doing. Oh, and send people a bunch of free fucking money. That'll keep their nose off the fucking trail.
And I don't know if you noticed, gas went up again last night.
Yeah. Like I said, keep sending them fucking free money. That way it keeps them nose off the trail, okay? Perfect.
In people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing.
How many of us are going to take a shot available?
No.
I'm not.
No one.
I'm not taking a fucking shot. I've gone this long and not gotten it. And I think I might even have gotten it and I got to antis. But in any case, they did test me and they said that I did have a small trace of the antis. I don't know if it was a false fucking read or not. It wasn't enough to suck out my plasma and use it. But that being said, I certainly haven't had it. I just had my blood drawn from one blood blitz, about 4 weeks ago and was tested negative.
Now, have you ever gotten the flu shot?
I don't think I have.
I've never even gotten the flu or the shot.
But if I've gotten a flu shot, I may have gotten one and two in my life. Yeah, I don't know that I have.
Like when you were young? I've never got one.
Me neither.
And I mean, so like, if you haven't got the flu shot, or maybe you've gotten very limited. I know some people that get the flu fucking shot every year.
Uh-huh.
I don't. I think I may have gotten it once or twice, but I don't think maybe I have. But
have you ever had the flu? Because I've never had the flu.
Yeah, I've had the flu before.
Don't they? Don't most people they say over 65 should get it?
Well, I'm not there yet, motherfucker.
Oh, no, no.
You're
I was
trying to call me fucking old or shit.
No, no, no. I was saying, you were saying people get it every year, and don't they like recommend?
No, but what I'm saying is like, okay, so yeah, I'm on the hydroxychloroquine with the zinc chaser and the B6 and the B and the zinc and this vitamin C. I'm doing all that like Dan recommends, and I think we all are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but like, okay, I don't get the shot. What's the worst case scenario? I get COVID? Okay, I kind of want it. I kind of want to get COVID. And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way to make fun of those that have had it and suffered through it and in some instances died. But I'd like to have it because I have a forum and I have a way to distribute what's happened. I have a, you know, a distribution method of to push out my content. And if I had COVID, I could tell people firsthand how bad it really is. For real. I'd be like, I'm dying. Oh, my God. This fucking worst thing ever. I'm so sorry. Blitz, play those fucking excerpts of me saying how bad, how fucking much you put in and throw those away. This is the worst thing I've ever had.
So let's assume you did get COVID. Would you make us all come in?
You know, I don't know.
I'd come in for you.
Yeah,
well, you know, let's talk.
That's kind of interesting.
Let's talk about that. Like, what would we do? First of all, I think I could come in. I think I could come in and we could probably, I'm sure that you, Blitz, might be able to engineer us so that we could remote in,
mm-hmm.
perhaps for the 14 days or however
possibly.
Long it takes.
Would you remote in and everybody else come here?
You know, perhaps we could do that as well. Like, there's probably, if that happens, Blitz, we probably have to have a conversation as to.
We probably should have thought about this a year ago.
But that shows you how much we don't fucking care.
I know.
But, you know, like.
Because up until now, it's always been if one of the members of the show got it, like basically they were just going to stay home and take, you know.
Yeah. So let's talk about me getting it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because I'm the host of the deal and whatever the fuck. I run the controls back here at mm-hmm. least. But I wonder if Blitz, like if I got it, I think we would have one or two options. One, I would do the show from here where I'm sitting right now and everybody else could be not in this studio.
Okay.
Or are they saying, Blitz, if I got it and I kept my mask on and...
No.
Okay. What would you recommend we do?
I mean, it'd probably be easier for you to stay home and for us to come in.
Yeah, but wouldn't he, if he's 6 feet away or if we're 6 feet away
yeah,
from
but
him?
If you use the bathroom or, you know, you get up, you're not going to stay in your area the whole time.
Oh, bullshit, I couldn't. You, Blitz, you know, if I needed to, I could stay... And this, I could not leave this very fucking chair for 4 hours. You know I could do that. And I could literally, if I, after the show, put my mask on, gloves on, not touch anything, and go right to my car. You could literally even have the doors pre-open for me, and I literally just walk out like a little fucking whatever.
The now, last thing we need is the
Neanderthal. That's the last thing we need, Bubba.
What does he say?
So, if I do get it, Blitz, would you remote me in?
Yeah. We could do that.
We can't take 2 weeks off and fucking kill the business. We'd be done. Hey, for you trolls out there, just give me COVID and make us turn this fucking empire down for 14 days. We're done.
I mean, we're still doing a show.
Yeah. I can't do a show fast enough on COVID. I wonder if it's like Adderall. Hello, who's this?
Hey, David Hernandez. How are you, Bubba?
Hey, how are you? Speaking of sick people, how you doing?
I'm good.
How's that sugar doing?
It's very under control.
Good.
It was 126 this morning without insulin.
Yeah. Now, are you home or are you still in the hospital?
I'm still in the rehab center, but I think they're going to release me next week.
Right. And I'm assuming, David, you got pretty good insurance there, so they're going to suck every fucking penny out of it again.
I have Medicaid and Medicare. So.
Now, what is your blood sugar level got to get down to for them to let you go home?
Oh, it doesn't. I don't know, but it depends on how well I'm doing in therapy. So,
what does your therapy consist of, buddy?
Like walking, like I do occupational therapy. Like they make me like do weights and stuff, like the Clem Gym kind of.
Yeah, Clem Gym, which we're now calling Crushing It with Clem. That's what the new series is going to be called when I release it. I don't know when I'm going to release Workout 1.
and I've been they've been making me do like weights, like 3 pound dumbbells and stuff.
That's what I'm up to. Me and Lummy are up to fours. Lummy, what are you curling over there?
I'm curling fours.
Yeah.
Me too.
David, when you get out, we're gonna come when you're good, you know, we're gonna come see you.
Yeah, I can't wait, Bubba, because I can't really listen to you guys in here.
Are you fucking free? Are you freaking the fuck out that you can't listen to the show?
Yeah, I am, because they don't get you in here, and they don't know what the
Not only do they not physically get me like but they also don't understand my fucking what I do either. Most people don't understand me.
No, because the personal support people that come help me, like during I get like 8 hours a week with them. I had an argument with one of them yesterday because they were ripping you, and I told them they don't know what the fuck you. They don't know what the fuck.
Well, what were they saying? Because it's interesting to find out. You know, it's interesting to get an opinion to find out what people think of me that don't really know. And I know that they all hate me because it's been.
Fucking, they do.
What do they say?
Well, the one guy said yesterday that you're the devil and that I shouldn't be listening to you.
He's kind of right on that. I am somewhat devilish, but. Any like do they say, well, you know, the bottom line is he let Hogan fuck his wife and tried to sell the tape. Is that what they say?
No, I don't think they know about that. All they know is
good, let's keep
that,
it that
every
way.
Time I'm with them, every time I'm with them, I listen to you guys, and they don't like it because they listen to the fucking
I know, but like, what do we? In today's world, what do we do that would be that offensive in today's world?
Nothing, bye-bye. They just don't give a shit about anybody.
Well, they just have been, it's been indoctrined that I am the bad guy, so yeah. I could be fucking saying Bible stories over the air, and they still think that I'm the bad guy.
I gotta ask David, too.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck what they say, Bubba, because, you know, you guys are great, and I don't give a fuck if they don't like Bubba. They can go listen to something else.
Blitz, what are you gonna say, Blitz?
Yeah, I mean, could you not wear headphones?
I don't have headphones. They're in my apartment, and I don't. And by the time I get my headphones, I'll be getting ready to go home.
So. Okay.
Right. Well, hey, you know, you'll be out of there anyway. And by the way, chat says this: his wife hates me. Most women do hate me because they don't fucking, you know, they don't really know the true me, and they only know what they've been told or what they've read.
Yeah.
Or what Channel 13 has said about me.
I hate Jennifer Epstein. You know, I wrote her a private message on her Instagram, and she don't even listen. I told her, why are you against Bubba and ass kissing Mike Calca?
Yeah, well, that really worked out for her. Tampa Bay Radio Royalty.
Mm. Yeah, because Calca's an asshole.
Well, David, I can't wait for you to get out, and I'll come see you, okay, buddy?
Hi, Anna. Is Anna there?
I'm here.
Hi, Lummy.
Yo, what's up?
I'm doing better, and I really appreciate the Bubba Army because they really are helping me through all this, and I love you guys.
Well,
and, you know,
David, the minute you have can you know, the minute you get home and the minute we can come see you, please let us know because we will. Okay, buddy.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Uncensored David Hernandez really brings it there.
Yeah, you just read that right off of chat, you stupid fuck.
Well, I thought we were allowed to read off chat.
We are, but not when it's from Rhett.
That wasn't Rhett.
Yes, it was.
In the meantime, everything's fine.
Go back and look. Say you're fucking sorry.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I'll come up there and...
Don't do anything.
Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Since you were right about Kane, and Anna didn't apologize.
Oh, by the way, Anna, you fucking bitch.
I said that. You're right.
You didn't say you didn't.
I did during the hot mic.
You didn't fucking apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Kane was dead, and I was wrong.
Longtime DC host Kane dies at 43. If you look at this, Blitz, this was published yesterday at 10:55.
Actually, the All Access story that Jeff Capucci commented on was released about 10 to 15 minutes after you announced it on the air.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Breaking news, Bubba Love Sponge.
Thank you.
My bad.
Thank you.
How old was he? 43?
Yeah.
And he was in a coma for 3 months.
Was that publicized?
No. And it was overdose related.
says it says an illness.
Yeah.
Pills.
Well, very vague.
I'm just fucking telling
addiction
you.
Is an illness.
Just like everybody thought I was on my rocker yesterday when I announced it.
I could not find one article, Bubba, that said anything about
Bubba's
it.
Bubba's inside.
I'm the insider, kid.
Inside man.
Yeah, I mean, I knew the sources. Yeah, I trusted the sources.
Blitz saw the source Saturday night, and Blitz would be like, that's about as fucking good of a source as you can get.
Sure was.
I never doubted you, sir.
Of course you should never.
I didn't doubt you. I just tried to, you know, corroborate, and I couldn't find anything else.
A record Joe Biden shouldn't be proud of. By the way, for those Biden fans, I am not talking bad about our president, your president, and my president. I'm not even a dumb fuck where I'm going to say, I didn't vote for him. He ain't my president. No, he is my president. Yeah. He's my president because I live in this country. He is my president. And I'm just giving you statistics, my friend. The White House announced Monday that the president will deliver his first primetime speech Thursday night.
About time.
Well, how long has he been in office now?
Since January 20th.
Is that 10 weeks? They said that every 15
eight?
Presidents before that had an average of 33 days before they,
not
you know, when
eight.
They made.
33 days. And what's his?
Almost 2 months, right? On the 20th, it'll be 2 months.
Yeah, he's over 60.
Joe, we need you to get on TV more.
50
I
days.
Don't want to. I know you don't want to, but you got to.
I don't want to do it.
How am I going to get in that little box?
Joe, you don't have to get inside the TV. We
got
to
put
you. We got to put you. You got to talk into this camera, and it goes over to that TV.
Oh, that's like magic.
It is. Joe, can you do magic? Joe, do you like magic?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do magic, Joe. Read this prepared.
I just made something appear in my diapers.
You did?
Do you like magic?
You made magic. You made magic in your diaper,
yeah.
Joe.
Abracadabra.
Is it warm, Joe?
Pull some poop out of my diaper.
Ew, that's nasty.
I wonder what Joe's like. I wonder. You know that Donald probably got up at the fucking crack of dawn and was like, you know.
Yeah, went golfing.
On Twitter.
No, he was on Twitter.
Talking shit.
Yeah, he was like, long, you know, shits. Telling people what to fucking do. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. And just fucking kill it. Just wearing people out, right?
Eating McDonald's, drinking Cokes.
People at the White House now, they're like, what the fuck? What are we doing? I don't know. He doesn't come out of his house.
The fireman selling my buck, 2,000 bits.
You know, we can't get him to do anything. He's so fucking tired.
Well, Jared, the video really has been everywhere, and we have some new insight tonight after this weekend brawl inside a Bath & Body Works that was at the Scottsdale Fashion Square.
I will tell you, Whitney Clark's pretty hot. Mm. What do you think about Jared Dillingham there, Anna?
Oh, can we do a little bit
more? Who are the women involved?
Right, that's the biggest screen as I can give you.
Okay.
That's Maximize Willie.
Anna has bad ears. Eyes. She can't see.
Yeah, Anna, yeah, he's a hottie.
You have bad eyes?
Oh, yeah, bad eyes.
Let me, I can't even say, I was going to talk about what I'm doing in the afternoon, but that would give away some shit. So.
Let me look him up on Instagram. He's pretty
facing
cute.
Charges, and now
probably gay or
a victim
something.
Is telling us.
Hey, Blitz, I kind of like how that girl in the jeans all sprawled out on her. I'm like, she's using her fucking, like, she's doing some, like, MMA type
like
moves.
She's done it before.
Yeah, she sprawled out.
What happened this weekend? She spoke to David Caltabiano, who's joining us live.
How about David Caltabiano? I think you like Latin men, don't you?
Me? No, yeah, not really. Actually.
It's Middle Eastern.
From the mall, David, everyone wants to know what she had to say.
By the way, the Lummy, the breakout star of the Curbside Willie, was definitely my brother-in-law.
Yes, it was.
Well, for sure.
Say.
Dilling, what's his name?
Man, those fucking eyebrows are absolutely on fucking fleek, are they not?
Yes, they are.
It's been much.
And Jerry.
Motherfuck Blitz, I didn't do shit. And it reset Willie. Fucking it. Hello?
Yes, is Tizzy racing this weekend?
No, Tizzy is racing, I think, the 20th.
All right, this is track me. I'll be at Arbondale. I'm trying to get my Super ready, but I'll have my Pure Stock, which is like a little street stock car. If he wants, he's more than welcome to come down and practice it on Saturday before we race, and then maybe come back next time and play with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe.
I'll be at Arbondale Speedway. It's a canine car. It's a Pure Stock, and then my name is Matt McCrary. And I'll be there with George Gorham, and you know what I mean? He might learn something.
All right, buddy.
George,
well,
put it this way. The reason I say that is because George has won a lot of the races, like the 10,000 to win at Showtime and stuff, and we know a little bit about Super, just to get his feet
wet. Now, is it a Super or is it a street stock?
Well, I'm taking my Super, and George will have his Super there as well as long as I get mine finished. George is definitely going to have his finished.
I know.
And then the Pure Stock, I'm bringing that as well. So we'll have both there.
So which one would you like Tyler to test?
Well, I mean, I can put him in the street stock first just to make sure he ain't going to go out there and spin out. And then well, I'm not opposed to letting him drive.
I can assure you that he's not going to spin out. I can assure you that he could probably get in that super. And
not driver, equipment. It would be my fault. Maybe I didn't set it up right. We won't blame the driver. I've seen Tizzy drive. He's good, man.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, my son can fucking drive. I'm just telling you.
Especially for his age, man. Like, yeah. To be that young and got as much experience as he's had.
You got to think. Tell me another guy that by 16 had won a Lucas Super Late Model Heat and an All-Star 410 winged heat.
That's not many, because that's pretty damn good. There's still guys that haven't even won races.
So, hey, listen, track me. Let me get your information, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Line one, guys. Get his info if you can.
Yeah. Track.
Involved or facing charges, and now a victim is telling us what happened this weekend. She spoke to David Cortiano,
who's running an off coupon, and they all were fighting for it.
Yeah.
Live from the mall, David. Everyone wants to know what she had to say.
I look at this guy and I think, man, you know what? No one. This is what you got to look like now to be on TV.
Mm-hmm. And Jared, she doesn't want to be identified or interviewed, but she wants to share her story tonight. Now, while Scottsdale police say that there's no evidence to show.
You think there's some old fucking cricks in Scottsdale that are trying to run some game on this guy?
Yeah. It's Cougtown. Town.
You think this guy's just slaying the Arizona ass?
Oh, yeah.
Ass?
He's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you think? He's like 24, 5?
Who gives a fuck? Not for me, but for the Cougs of Phoenix.
That this was racially motivated. The victim, an African-American woman, said someone called her the N-word. Let's take a look at that video again. The victim told me this.
Man, one girl got yoked the fuck up.
A woman in the black and white dress started the trouble. She called her, quote, a Karen that was looking for an altercation, end quote. The victim says the now identified woman, Jolene O'Daniel, stood.
I will tell you this. The girl in the black and white dress is getting her ass pummeled.
Yes.
I don't know who started what, but old girl's getting fucking pummeled.
Is that the one that's in the
that was carrying her baby before the brawl? She says she asked O'Daniel nicely to step back and give her space and was met with an eye roll. The victim says she walked away and the woman followed her and got into her face. That's when employees got involved with punches being thrown. The victim told me, quote, my baby could have gotten hurt in this situation, end quote. And today we spoke to Genevieve Denslow, one of their customers at the store.
Big Rick, bro. Ronnie Michaels is working there. Look.
That shot that now viral video.
Yeah, so we heard some yelling. We walked over there. We seen everybody yelling at each other. All of a sudden.
You ever notice the girls, man? They never square up. They go right for the fucking hair. Mm-hmm. They never square. Anna, you ever been in a fight?
No.
Never been in a fight.
I mean, besides the one where Carmen kicked my ass.
Not even close. Not even close.
Not even close.
Suddenly seen some bags flying. People.
Like if a bitch got up in your grill, would you just be, so sorry?
No, I don't know. I've never just, like, I'd walk away.
Like your roommate looks like one that she'd fucking get in a scrap.
I've seen her get like, kind of, not get in a fight, but I could see her getting fired.
She was trying to fight Lummy.
Lummy at World of Beer.
Yeah.
Sorry, shoving. And
Lummy, was she really going to try to fight you?
Yes.
I love that.
And then.
Hope she breaks up that guy and starts hanging out with me again.
That's when all the employees came in and all the punches were thrown. And it's pretty crazy.
Big Rig. Look at Big Rig out on top.
A lot of the attention I got from the video, it's all over and everywhere now.
Blitz, I got to think that. As a man employee, when you got some fucking slits like this that are fighting,
you just let them at it.
Because the minute you come in and try to break them up, and then you hurt one of the girls because
you fell on them.
I think you could get in trouble.
I think
fired.
So too.
Here you go, Anna. You got to take your shit around the farm to this guy.
Yeah.
Not literally your shit.
He graduated high school in 2011.
And tonight, O'Daniel and a second woman that you see in that video, 25-year-old Brianna Johnson, both facing
like
assault and disorderly conduct charges. We tried
some decent little fucking arms on him.
Yeah, he is very attractive.
Reached out to both of them throughout the day, but were unsuccessful.
Kind of like his voice.
Would you go to Buffalo Wild Wings with him?
Yeah, I don't even eat wings, but yeah, I'd go.
Blitz, I made some homemade wings last night.
You did?
Yep. In my air fryer.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I took barbecue sauce and poppy seed dressing, mix them together, and then with a lightly crusting of Parmesan, I had like 8 of them that I bought from Publix, like in the Publix pack, and I saw them in the freezer. I'm like, oh. So I smashed the fuck out of them. I don't think that's too bad for you, is it?
No.
Was it pretty good with the air fryer and everything?
Oh, as good as fuck. Yeah, I had to put them in there for about 20 minutes, but yeah.
No, was it raw chicken or was it like a pre-made?
No, it was raw chicken.
Oh, okay.
It was, you know, like a Publix pack of like an 8-pack of chicken wings.
Okay.
At the Dubai airport, travelers now are using their eyes as passports. So what, they got like some retinal fucking screening deal, kind of like Facebook.
iPhone.
What does iPhone use? Is it your eyes or is it your fat face?
Both.
Facial recognition. But this is just using your iris or your eye. I don't know.
Is that where we're all going for? Are we going to be chipped or eyed? Is that what the fuck we're doing?
I hope so.
Probably be chipped. Oh, that's what Musk is working on or talking about is the...
Whatever Elon's talking about, what's going to fucking happen?
Yeah.
What's he talking about? Eyes or I don't
want
to
just like brain chips. Like there's going to be this kind of like the next level of human is one where they integrate technological software into the human brain.
So Anna,
I want
saying,
a USB thing in my
are you saying, Anna, like you could be thinking something and I could be and we can be communicating without spoken
possibly,
word?
Like telepathically
so
communicating.
So I could be like, hey, if you weren't so weird, I'd like to fuck you.
Yeah, like you'd be texting me with your brain. Yeah. But that's really scary because then think about all the insane thoughts you've had.
Oh, my God.
And those would be recorded and maybe possibly
like
used against you.
Like, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Be honest.
And I've said this before. When I fly or I travel, I look at every woman and think about if I want to fuck her or not.
Hold on. What is
18 and older.
What does that have to do with flying? You do that everywhere. Everybody does.
Yeah, but like, would that woman now know that I'm saying I'd like to fuck her?
Yeah, but she'd probably be getting that like a million guys like, fuck you, I want to fuck you, I want to fuck you, I want to fuck you.
Then wouldn't that be over fucking, wouldn't that be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I'd be like, wah!
So you're fucking that happen to me all like, the time. Stop fucking me!
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, sure it does.
Yeah, sure.
Right. It does.
Me and Bubba too.
She got propositioned the other day online.
Hold on, Anna. Oh, you know what? We didn't even get a chance to talk.
Should we save that for tomorrow?
Yes,
okay, okay. Let's save it. All right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And Blitz, I don't.
I know the deal.
I don't want to say who.
No, I know.
Right.
I know.
So, Anna, like if I was like, you know, like telepathically, I'd be like, if you weren't so fucking weird, I bet you'd be a good fuck.
Probably.
All you need is some guy just to break that fuck seal. Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
I'm not saying that I'm the guy that's going to break the fuck seal, but once that guy finally breaks that fuck seal,
then you want to get up in there?
No. I don't even know that I want to. I mean, yeah, maybe. But I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying is, you just need a guy, not necessarily me. Well, certainly not me. Certainly not me. But you need a guy to break that fuck seal.
Yeah, I've thought about that extensively, but I'm still holding out.
Holding out for what? And I know you get uncomfortable when we start talking about your sex life, so I'm not trying to make that this, okay?
Yeah.
What is it then?
No, I'm just trying to better
something else.
No. I mean, I'm just trying to like, hey, listen, I think if you work for the show, everything's in bounds to an extent.
Sure.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to, and truly, I think that I can say this, and if I'm wrong, then correct me, but truly, you and I are friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that you
I think
know.
You're my friend, Papa.
I am your friend, and I am your boss, but yeah. I don't think I've ever been inappropriate to you.
Never.
And if anything, you know, I would always be so careful not to be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was that one time you touched her hair.
Touch your hair. It wasn't
out of bounds.
It wasn't in an inappropriate manner.
No, and it was just a hair wash day.
But you're fucking weird about your
right.
hair.
Had it been 2 days, 3 days later, it would have been fine.
I have since touched your hair with permission.
Yes, we're good.
In the times that I've touched, I've said, may I touch? You're like, fucking touch. There's also been times where you said, Papa, I can touch my hair. And then you've blurted it out.
Right. Like now you could. I wouldn't care.
I don't know that you've ever asked to go pillar to post. But hey, you know what? Baby steps on mm-hmm. you and I. But that, you know, that being said, I think that I can talk to you kind of as a friend that's a guy.
Yeah.
And I'd
prefer that. I don't want special treatment.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's not National Women's Day anymore.
But I truly treat you like one of the boys.
You do, and I like that.
And so I'm like talking like if Lummy was on a long streak of not getting any pussy or getting fucked in the ass.
Right.
Things that he likes.
I believe he's good on both, though.
But yeah, I mean, he's good on both.
I'm good
but
on it, both. Thank you, boss.
If you're on a dry spell on the deal,
you'd help me out.
I would at least, you know,
take you to a glory hole.
Give you my opinion. I'd give you my opinion. But like, hey, Lummy, you know what? You just need to find a big girl to really fuck the shit out of you.
Why a big girl?
Well, because just, I would just, that's what I would say.
Bubba would just say you need to get it done.
You need to get some pussy.
Yeah.
And so, Anna, like, as your friend and not a creepy boss or guy that's trying to fuck you.
Yeah. You need to find a big girl.
No.
I understand.
I would just be like, hey, girl, you need to, like, I'm not saying be loose, because I know that when you finally are sexual with a person, it's a very selective process.
Yes.
But maybe lower a few of the standards and just get some good dick one or two times. It might change your outlook on life a little bit. Maybe, but I could
You think I'll be more pleasant?
I could be wrong. You're not pleasant. You're pleasant.
Thank you.
You just have some, you're pleasant to us. You're just not pleasant to yourself, if that makes sense.
It does.
And so I think that you would love yourself, because I'm not a doctor, but I think that sex releases some type of endorphins.
It does.
It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, orgasms feel good.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, so I'm just thinking
yeah.
that it, if you broke that fuck seal, by it might make you feel better.
I get what you're saying, Bubba, but like, much to everyone's dismay.
And I'm not trying to freak you out by talking about this.
No, I'm not freaked out at all.
Okay.
But much to everybody's dismay, men and women are actually different.
What?
Yeah.
You should have said spoiler alert first.
Yeah. Oh, no, we know that.
No,
we...
but the thing is like, if for most women, not all, because I'm sure there's, you know, a few freaks out there, but most people, when they have sex with someone, they become emotionally attached, even if they don't want to admit it. So I feel like I need to get ahead of the eight ball, no pun intended, and not do that until I know that that person feels the same way about me.
I know, but times are a-changing. And I'm just saying.
Is that Rolling Stones? Is that a Bob Dylan song?
I don't know who the fuck sang it. And even if it's even, I don't even know if it's the same. But I'm just saying, times are a-changing. Okay. And, you know, the pleasure that a person gets from fucking whomever you fuck.
Yeah.
It, you know, that
whoever
will never,
the fuck he is.
That will never change. That will never change the pleasure.
Right, but the pleasure only lasts so long, but then you're left with this emotion of like, now I want to be with you. And they're like, you should call an Uber. And then you're dealing with all this pain.
No, you don't. You just say, fuck it, move on.
Can we cuddle? On. No, bitch. I'm putting up a fucking pillow barrier between
and
us.
And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
I never got I never got Bob Dylan.
Is that what you're just gonna say? Because yeah, I would say he's not.
He had
that
a weird voice.
But I never could get like, it'll be like, oh, Bob Dylan. Fuck, I don't get it.
It was like very like socially
folky,
yeah, inspired. And
if you like a Joni Martin kind of, what was that bitch's name? I forget.
Joan Jett.
No, not Joan Jett. Mitchell, Joan Mitchell. I don't know the fuck. Back in the 60s.
The one that did 27 Club?
I don't know.
Saving.
What was her name?
And you better start
Joan Baez.
Who's like the one that died at 27?
Is that my Joan Baez?
That was Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin,
not
thank
her,
you.
No. Joni Mitchell or some bitch like that.
Oh, the times they are a-changing.
The times are a-changing on it. It's time to grab each big toe and reach for the sky.
843
Bubba.
Kick
it out wide.
2,500 bits.
Anna just needs to kick it out wide.
At the Red House.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
But do you, first. Now, so what if, so you're saying truly, in order for you to be sexual, which is, you are doing it the right way. Let's just go on.
What works for me, let's
Joni Mitchell is exactly right. Oh. Let's just go on record by saying you are doing it kind of old school and the way that it's supposed to be done.
I'm pretty conservative in that way.
Right, you are. And
I like to be courted like a lady.
And you are on the right side of moralistically how it's supposed to go.
What do you mean, right? Like politically, right?
Yeah, like you know, in the way that you'd like to fuck is the way that you're supposed to fuck.
Oddly, kind of like you know, in the light of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Even though I'm an atheist,
sure.
Isn't that weird?
There you go. Maybe
gotta have faith.
Maybe George Michael. Okay. We fucked him in the boys' bathroom. Okay. Or it goes back to fucking. It goes back to illicit fucking. Have you ever fucked under not in love conditions?
Yeah.
And how was, I mean, other than, I mean, with the, if the mid-size van deal, was that,
that was a boyfriend.
All right. So have you ever fucked under, you know, not so ideal, I love you, gonna get clingy conditions?
Yeah.
And how was that?
She's still in love with the guy?
Yeah. No, I'm not. But I'm getting older.
Is any of this making you uncomfortable?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
Like the guy I lost my virginity to, I knew I was leaving the country, so I was pretty much never. I knew him for like 5 months, and then I just knew I couldn't get attached. So I lost my virginity, and then I left the country, never to return again.
Yeah, so did that fuck you up in the head?
No, it was like because I had already told my prime myself.
Kind of that was kind of a conquest, if you will.
Kind of, and I was like, man, now I'm probably going to be a conquest? Slut, and then I didn't have sex again for 3 years.
Well, listen, you're never honest. You're never going to be a slut because you're not a slut.
I know.
You're not wired to be a slut.
I know. But
you could be a little bit more slutty.
I understand that. Yeah, I've
that's like me saying, you know what? I'm not wired to be skinny, but I could be a little thinner.
Correct. I get it. But as I get older, I want that less and less. Like, I can't even do that. I wouldn't be able to mentally handle that.
See,
now.
As I get older, I want it less and less. I want to have less of a relationship and more fucking.
That's, I think she said the exact
but I
opposite.
Also, but it, beyond that, I also just, I think I am tolerant of less people. Like, I hate more people now. So more things turn me off, if
See,
that
I,
makes sense.
I'm becoming more tolerant of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get less...
I mean, sexually.
I get less road rage. Like, when I'm driving down the road, sometimes I guys that I would flip the fuck off and chase and flip off, now I actually find myself going... Man, whatever, buddy.
Yeah, but I used to, if a guy was like hot, I'd be down to like date him or like whatever, mess around a little bit. But now if they're like dumb, even if they're hot, I'm just so turned off.
Blitz, let me give an example. We went to East Bay Racetrack on Saturday, yep. Right? It was probably the biggest crowd they've had in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you left a little bit before me and you had to wait about 50 minutes in the parking lot. It was so jammed the fuck up to get out, right?
Yeah, because of traffic.
I had to wait almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the old Bubba would have been flipped the absolute fuck out. And the new Bubba was just like, listen.
Chilled.
I can't, by as mad as I get here.
Not going to fix anything.
Not going to fix anything.
Yep.
This isn't because somebody's being fucking stupid. And, you know, it's just the amount
of. 7,000 people there.
There's just the amount of people that are trying to get out. And so, whatever.
Yeah,
and I didn't even, other than the little bit of texting correspondence with you that I didn't even flip out on, I'm just like.
Right.
I turn to Tyler. I go, hey, Blitz said it took Blitz about 50 minutes to get out. I think it's going to be a little longer for us.
Yeah, no, like
so I start playing fucking my soccer game on my phone.
Yeah, I mean I was sitting there in the parking lot not moving. I'm like, yeah, this sucks, but whatever.
Right.
Worse.
And if I wouldn't have had people around, I would have maybe looked at some porn on my phone.
There you go.
How's your soccer guy going?
I was watching all the drunk people walk to their cars and then get in and drive away.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
Complaining about they ran out of beer 2 hours ago.
So Anna, I'm thinking that's a great analogy in the fact that like I'll never be skinny, but I could be thinner. Mm. You'll never be a slut, but you could be a little sluttier.
I mean, I could do anything. It's not like anything morally holding me back. It's not like I think God's judging me. It's just my comfort level.
I understand.
Is very.
I don't want you upset with me.
I'm not.
I know
upset.
Your day was already ruined yesterday when a certain person asked you out on a date.
Yeah, and then, you know, I was, I'm glad we didn't do the decap thing because I don't think he deserves to be here. But, you know, I was looking forward to feeding him.
Fuck him.
I know.
Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
I'm going to do the 10,000 calorie challenge later.
You would not.
Not in private. You're not allowed to.
Yeah, not in private. Yeah.
No, you're not. You can't do it. You can't even eat like 10 calories.
Quit talking shit, Blitz, because you are so Mr. Johnny fucking fitness now. You won't even eat like, you know, you won't eat shit.
I just had my chicken and mixed vegetables. It's my favorite food.
I'm trying to think. I got some.
Everybody knows that, right, Lemmy?
What's the inside deal on that?
There isn't one.
There's not. It's his favorite meal.
My favorite meal.
Everyone knows
If I could only have one meal to eat, that would be it.
Oh, gross.
Chicken and mixed vegetables.
Why is everybody saying Janessa? Call Janessa. I don't understand what.
Do they want me to get like tips?
I see
from her?
One person that said that.
I saw it earlier as well.
It's the guy that keeps calling in.
No. The guy that jacks off to Janessa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one guy.
That one guy. Well, I jacked off to her before.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, back in the day. Blitz, are we going to take my, do you want to take my moped out today or you want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, let's go today.
Live on YouTube?
If you want to, yeah. We'll go by the FBI building.
I got some more Sloppy Joes I'd like to warm up. Like if we leave now, I mean, if could we do it like at 11:45?
Sure.
Or is that a little too late?
I got to stay around here anyway, so I'm good.
Oh, for Kevin's Law?
Yeah.
Are you staying here?
Yeah.
Or you're not going home?
No.
It's a special one tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Big Hands John.
Yeah. Do you know the story?
He's a very, very great guy. Yes, yeah, I do is. Know the story. Mm. And Big Hand John is just...
Salt of the earth.
I was just going to say that. Absolute salt of the earth. What a great guy.
You know what we could do, but we could drive down to the beach and take our shirts off and walk along the beach.
I don't have a lot of time today, Blitz. I got shit to do. I got my other thing I do.
Oh, that's right.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to do that today.
Okay. Let's go to the beach then.
I got to poop yet. I'm not going to the fucking beach. First of all, it's cold today.
I got my Speedo.
Ew.
Hey, if we go to the beach, I'll have my camo long pants on. And are you gonna really have your hoagie? Do you really have a Speedo?
I do own one, but I don't have it with me.
Do you put your big cock to
Why
the
do
side?
You have a Speedo?
Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just curious.
Do you have a Speedo?
I do. I've got a couple.
And do you put your cock to the side?
What?
Well, I'm just...
You can't have it stretched out there in the middle, Anna. I mean, you gotta put it somewhere.
I have it popped up by my leg. Yeah, what do you mean?
Jeez.
But do you wear a Speedo to the beach?
No, I do not.
Well, then why would you own one?
From like around my house.
What?
You Speedo around your house?
Sunbathe in the backyard.
Yeah, if you're going to be in the backyard at my house, like, I what's
your
name?
You're Johnny fucking Speedo?
Ew.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Fudgy smugglers.
I'm not going to be naked. It's almost naked, but not quite.
Just wear your, like, tidy whities or something.
Those are too big.
Tidy whitey, but then what's the same thing?
Bought a Speedo outside?
What are you down to on a waist deal? 34? Are you close to a 34? Are you 32?
Well, the ones... No, I have 36, 34s on right now, and they're a little loose. But
36 waist?
Yeah, 34 length.
How close are you to a 34?
I could probably wear a 34.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're that skinny.
Yeah, I don't want to get skinny. I'm not going to get any skinnier than that, though.
Bubba, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. My cock is thick.
Jeez. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
There's some of that ESP right there.
Yeah. Stop reading my mind.
Anna, close your eyes. I'm closing mine.
Okay.
Can you? Okay, I'm thinking something. Are you picking up on it?
Yeah, I am.
Like what am I saying?
I don't know. Thank you. I'm good.
I wasn't fucking trying to fuck you. I was wondering if you saw the head of it.
Oh, I did. It looked like a Red Bull can.
I was going to say, I asked Blitz this yesterday and he's, you know, steadfast in his answer, but do you think that he'll go back up in weight? Because a lot of people that lose weight end up gaining it all back.
No, not him.
You don't think so? Why is that?
Me, on the other hand, maybe. Him, not so much.
I'm gonna gain weight, but it's going to be muscle.
He's getting fucking swode. Yeah. He's in the process of getting swode up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blitz, I was going to tell you something. You're on the verge now of looking too, like, is it called gaunt?
Washed out.
I've got 10 more pounds to lose, and that's it.
That's kind of a lot.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe not on your frame.
You're trying to get that extra inch on your cock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just get completely ripped out of his mind.
Yeah.
And then swole?
Uh-huh. Then swole.
So you lose 10 of the bad shit.
And then I turn on the swole switch.
So you're saying lose 10 of the bad shit and put 20 of the good shit on, which puts you at a plus 10 on a super swole?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. Man, you think Dr. Dan would really give me $6,000 if I hit my fucking 248?
If he said he would on air, he would do it.
It's written down.
Yeah.
Until Steve.
It's in the chopper.
Now, how stiff do I get on Friday? Because I can get stiff. Ooh. Or I can keep it, you know, everybody, everybody's still friendly thereafter. Or I can burn the whole fucking joint down.
I would say definitely
PG-13. You know, and maybe like an NC-17, maybe.
But here's the bad thing about it. You know, all of their wives will be listening, and that's the problem in itself, because I want to ask about when they were single, and they used to run this fucking town.
Okay.
Well, Steve doesn't care, does he?
No, Steve doesn't care.
Steve's been with his wife for like 72 years. So.
Jesus.
She is so fucking cool, too.
I think the only one that really cares about that is Jay, right?
Kendall's only the only one that I'm worried about.
Now, how many years have Jay and Kendall been together?
Oh, God. Probably 15.
They've been married for like 11.
Yeah. So that would probably be probably 15.
Okay. I mean, so Jay had a decent single life before her.
Though. Oh, a real decent.
That's what
one.
I'm saying.
Like real had, decent. Like, can I tell you how decent it was?
Yeah, give us a little teaser.
Chicks in my fucking hot tub, decent.
Hey.
Like Blitz, remember when I owned owned Coliseum with Fabrizi?
Yeah.
One time, me and it might have been after. I can't say that. It was.
I cannot. Yeah, you might want to kayfabe that a little bit.
It was after,
I was going to say something, but no.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It was after a particular holiday party.
Yeah.
Or birthday party. Yeah. And we ended up, me, Jay, Dan, Jimmy Clevis, and I think Matt Geiger.
Oh, yeah.
And then the party came to a screeching halt when Matt Geiger got out his missile.
What?
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
he pulled it out?
He's like 7 feet tall.
We're in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Just and the boys or the same girls?
No, there's probably 10 girls.
Oh, wow.
And we're in the pool. It's me, Jimmy Clevis, Jay, Dan, Geiger, and I think Geiger's dad.
Okay. Who's also a Geiger.
Who's also a Geiger. And I don't know who had their wieners out or not, but I just know that there's about seven of us guys. There's about 10 or 12 chicks. We're all kind of pairing off a little bit. Of course, Mr. Geiger wasn't. And Matt Geiger is single at the time, and he's on a lounge. He's like on one of these Chase lounges
in my
back area, and all of a sudden he gets his equipment out, and I'm like, oh, my Lord almighty.
Like to do stuff?
Yeah.
Or
that's what guys do when you're back then. I don't know if guys do that anymore nowadays.
In front of everybody?
Well, because you're doing it.
Everybody was
like, yeah, like
doing
a girl's
it?
Blowing you and she, and her friends fucking, you know, your buddy.
I mean,
buddy.
The only time I've banged in your pool, there was nobody else around.
Oh, I'm just saying. Well, you know, I run a little bit differently than you do. But yeah, we've had, you know, mild, not orgies, but, you know, is that an orgy? I mean, nobody was passing girls
around. No, it's
just
like public sex, I guess.
Yeah, it's not an orgy.
No, because you guys aren't, well, maybe you were.
Swippy swap?
Yeah.
Well, he said he wasn't.
There was no swippy.
Was there like a human centipede?
No.
Sorry.
But I was in the jacuzzi assholes. Getting some head on the edge, getting head. Yeah, I probably should stop.
Alana's living the ass to mouth.
I often think that there's really nobody listening to these shows, but quite frankly, there's a lot.
816.
When Blitz repurposes on podcast later tomorrow, then, you know, you get fucking 4,000 or 5,000 downloads there. Next thing you know, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people heard this fucking shit. And some of which, you know, are... Is you know, are people that are very not so cool with what I just said.
Can we submit questions?
Oh, well.
Can we submit questions?
Yeah, absolutely. I encouraged.
Because
in fact,
I don't know, you know, them as well as you do, so I'd probably be better to.
Yes.
I thought you were going to help produce it.
Yeah. I don't want her around.
Oh, sorry.
No, I didn't say be here.
Oh. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited.
Right. Yeah, sure. But Lummy, we didn't get to emails today, did we?
No, sir. We still have some right here. Well, a bunch of them.
Hello.
Nice and long ones.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, did Blitz ever get after it with Heather?
No, never did.
Nope.
Neither did Dion, neither did Warren
Sapp. I'm old school
Neither did Tony Stewart.
But I'm old school like that. I don't do that kind of shit. Sorry.
No, Blitz never hooked up with Heather.
I never even saw her naked. Person. Well, I mean, it's true.
I think the only person you saw naked in person would have been Jayville. But I don't know that you saw her naked.
No, I didn't see her. Not in person.
I don't know that you've seen any of my girlfriends naked.
No,
that's
not my thing. Sorry.
Well, sometimes it didn't have to be your thing, and I'll be like, you know, they can be parading around the house going to get me some microwave popcorn.
Right. No, and like they were all hot. Like, I mean, I would have looked, but
who do you think
I wasn't searching.
Who do you think was not... Not modern day or anything like, but like from 99 until 2000 and.
Somebody asked if I'd ever done a Bubba second. I don't know what that means, but no.
Until
you know what that means.
Who do you think's the hottest?
What, 2016?
Who?
No, you said like two until what? 2016?
Yeah, like, you know.
Well, I never met Nikki, so I have no idea about her.
Mm-hmm. But you saw her.
I've never met her.
Oh.
In person. I've never seen her in person.
She's nice in person.
I mean, I think Jayville was really cool. She was good looking. I mean, probably out of the ones that I can think of, probably your wife.
Yeah. That's great. Let's not talk about that. It's just make people fucking mad, including her. She listens.
I was putting her over.
It gets back to her, too.
I was putting her over.
Oh, I know. But even putting her over, she gets mad about it.
I mean, I hope she doesn't have heat with me. I didn't do anything to her.
I don't think she does.
Oh, I hope not.
She still hates me, which I don't know why she hates me. I don't know why she hates me.
When was the last time you had correspondence?
I think she hates me because she's supposed to hate me. I don't think that she really hates me. I think that her and I have a bond that nobody really knows.
I think, okay, you want my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's that bond, and I think she hates you.
Of course, you always bring the great news.
I mean, I'm being serious.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
I think she.
It's my opinion. I think my opinion is definitely wrong.
I think she has to hate me.
And I. Okay.
Society has warranted that she hates me. I think that her boyfriend that she's been with for 10 years now would obviously demand that you hate me.
Sure.
But deep down, I don't think she hates me. And that could be in the fact that I could be absolutely delusional, and that's one of the reasons why she even hates me more, is because I can't even fucking...
She hates you because you don't know she hates you?
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever. It really sucks, as public as some of my stuff has been.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad thing about it is, most people really don't know what happened. Most people don't. Like David Hernandez today, when you mention my name to people, and we automatically assume that this little microcosm of a bubble that we live in, that people know, but the average person doesn't know much other than what's been reported. People don't know the ins and outs of that particular scenario, the Hogan deal. People don't know.
Right.
People don't. Like 99.99% of the world really doesn't know what happened, the truth. And I don't know that they ever will, but it makes me completely the bad guy. Like, the sex tape is what flipped the media on me, and the sex tape is what made me officially the motherfucker. Like, forbidden fruit, blacklisted Willie, bad guy, fucking, shady, perverted, just everything started. Just think about Blitz. The fucking wheels started coming off into the... Mm-hmm. March, whatever day, the screenshot of the dirty, that's when the fucking wheels started falling off of everything.
I have an interesting question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, when that first came out, did you think I had anything to do with it? Because that was literally like a few months before or after I left.
Well, that'd be ultimate rib. Here you are, my friend again, but really you did it.
Well, hold on. I will say I had absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever.
He just asked if you thought.
Wait, yeah. Did you? But did you think at all?
Okay.
Was that when you gave him your honest opinion and he told you to get lost?
No, that happened earlier.
Oh.
No, I didn't. And I don't, you know what? Nobody will ever be able to say that I've even privately mentioned that you could potentially have been. I've never said
that. Okay, because I didn't even know that existed, so.
Yeah. No, I think Big Dick.
Maybe some others.
Lummy?
What?
I think you know.
I have no idea.
No, I think, as I'm.
No, I,
think,
I was
no,
saying
hold
Big
on.
Dick.
Lummy?
I think Lummy might have done it.
Lummy? Oh Lummy? This is Lummy.
That's a fucking dick
Lummy?
Move.
Lummy?
I just didn't like Big Dick.
Lummy?
Yes,
Lummy?
Sir?
When I started saying Big Dick, you started going,
Yeah, because I don't like him.
Yeah, no. Lummy hates Big
I
Dick.
I understand that, Big Dick. But this whole, there was, in that world that we lived in, there was a whole clique against me.
Yes.
Okay. So,
I know where you're going with this.
I know what you're saying, too. Big Dick, I never really communicated.
Right, hold on. Let me, if you know where I'm going with it, then shut the fuck up and let me go there, okay?
Sorry. Yep.
And just answer the question. Realize, guys, there's nothing that I can do to anybody. I don't have any ulterior motive.
Right.
I'm not asking you these questions, Lummy, because I'm going to call up somebody that you may. There's nothing anybody can do. There's nothing anybody can do. And in this pissant little world that I live in, the 800 people that are watching and however many people hear this eventually, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can now say that honestly, I can only think of a few people that may not have had something to do with it. And I know that Brent did not have anything to do with it. Absolutely did not have anything to do with it. And as much as it pains me to say this, I don't think Manson had anything to do with it. I think that those two people you can lock in that did have anything to do with it. I know that Tom Bean didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, and Blitz, I know in my heart that you didn't have anything to do with
right.
it. And I knew that Dave Rice didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
So that's...
I will agree with you on all those.
Okay. That being said, Lummy, you were around in 06 to that time. What do you think, like, obviously, people, you know that Spice and Big Dick were behind it. 25's name came up a few different times. And I think this is how it kind of went down. And I think that, you know, 25, you know, may have gotten, you know, looped up in it a little bit and knew about it and stayed out of it, but may have known about it a little bit. What do you guys know or your opinion?
Well, I
nothing. I don't have an agenda. I'm not writing a book. I'm not doing anything.
I did not know anything about it. I, in my opinion, knowing the people and knowing even after when I left and would hang out with them, you could tell there was a very bitter
hate.
There was a click against me. Yes, there
All
was
right.
a click.
And, I would, and, who and, was, I would and who was that click? Who is the click against me?
Well, and
Blitz,
I
think that's an easier question
sure.
than who, you know, necessarily did what in the tape deal.
But and I also think there's been times where those people from the click that you say are against you weren't against you, and then we're against you, and then we're not, and kind of went back and forth.
Right. Well, DCAP, I mean, you know, he probably is not so pro bubble right now.
Right.
Well, there. I mean, like back in the day, there was like the click of the. It was
the 488 show click.
What do you mean?
Go ahead. I mean, who are they, Lummy?
Well, I mean, the 480, well, I mean, with the click I was running in at that point, you know, occasionally Spice would show up, then maybe 25 Jabberjaw, Hamill, and, you know, maybe a couple other people.
Oh, hold Miller, on. Don't give a couple other.
Miller.
All of which,
yeah,
Blitz.
Those are the people that ran the 488 show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then when I mean, like 25 didn't show up.
What do you mean the 488 show?
Remember they did a show called the 488 show. That was like the after show, but it was called the 488 show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. It was Hamill, Miller, Jabberjaw, Lummy, 25, Spice Boy.
Well, yeah. When Spice Boy would show up and then sometimes.
Big Dick?
No, Big Dick was never there.
All right.
Well, when we would go hang out in public. But no, I mean, like 25, I mean, the last time that I really hung out with all of them, it was like a Jabberjaw Miller Hamill kind of thing. And it was just kind of a hate on you. And I wasn't really part
now,
of it.
Now, why would Hamill, by the way, you know what, Blitz? Here's the most amazing thing.
Uh-huh.
Out of all the people he just mentioned, guess how many went to Hamill's funeral?
What? One?
Me. That's it.
Oh, that's it? Out of all those people? They, none
well,
of
no, 25.
Okay,
25 and I were the only two people.
Yeah, because 25 and Hamill were really close.
Yeah, very much so. So, well, Jabberjaw and Miller and all these fucking people, that why would Hamill...
I've heard rumors at times that Hamill was anti-Bubba at times.
That and obviously, rest in peace, Hamill.
Sure.
But... I don't understand how he could ever have been anti me. I did everything for him. When he ran the lights at Calypso Bay and
right.
and needed somebody to sign for a car, or he lived with me for
buying
a while,
him tacos.
I'd buy him a 20-piece hard taco to last him 2 days, 3 days. Like I don't understand. A lot of these people hate me, but yet they worked for me for years and years and years and made great livings, but they hated me. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the Hamill deal. I mean, this might not sound good, but like, it's okay to talk shit every now and then. Like, because there's things you do that everybody here doesn't like at times.
Then tell me.
No, but I don't have anything specific. I'm just saying, but there's
start
times.
Writing about,
where, there's times where people have bitched about things you've done. Big deal. But then like, there's also like, they get into a mindset of everything you do is bad. We hate you and we're going to do something about it.
Yeah. But meanwhile, you just can't win if you're in my position. If you're trying to be funny, if you're trying to be shocking, if you're trying to manage people, if you're trying to give people opportunities, if you're trying to produce content, it's just like you're in a no-win situation. Being the boss is just and trying to be funny and being in the entertainment business is just in a no-win fucking situation.
Right.
You just can't win because they all think they can do it better, but none of them want to. You know, put their money up and have to build the facilities. And, you know, nobody wants to do that, but everybody wants to.
Everybody wants to be a bodybuilder, but nobody wants to lift those heavy ass weights. As
pretty much.
What's his name said? Coleman.
You're exactly right, too.
Yeah.
I have a gym and I don't want to lift those fucking heavy ass weights. Hello, who's this?
That's why you guys are doing 4-pounders.
Baba, for Hamill, he do not hate you at all. When I hang out with him, he actually met you, and he really wanted to get back with you.
Yeah,
and,
well, I mean, I also heard that he financed the Bubba Who stickers.
That is correct.
That's true.
Yeah, that is correct.
Why would I don't know if that one.
I was and, there.
But why? But hold on, you were there?
I was the only one with him for his birthday party.
Yeah.
When his birthday, I hang out with him. And he actually started crying about you, and he actually do miss you. Trying to.
Well, I miss you too, B-Fud, but you play both sides of
the fence. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, why are you such a troll, B-Fud?
Yeah,
I like you.
I'm not.
You are.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
And I like you. I think you're funny and when you call in and stuff, but like, you troll like nonstop.
And you need to realize this, B-Fud. You know what? I know that you love Manson and you can like Manson all you want, but who the fuck, who gave you your shot? I did. I gave you your shot. You were just a caller from wherever the fuck you were until I gave you your shot, and you do troll me, and you do talk shit about me. Yes,
he talks shit about everybody, but just like for no reason.
But
sometimes.
Brian, you talk shit about me. Just be honest. I see it. I see what you do.
No, not anymore. We are cool.
All right, buddy, we're cool. But but even for Blitz. To call you out,
yeah,
that means you're trolling.
Well, just a lot of it's just unnecessary, and I don't know if like you're doing it to be funny or what, but I mean, I see it online, and it's not. I mean, why do you do that?
Trying to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, what if nonstop all I did was fuck with you and said stuff about you trying to be funny. All I try to do is to give you an opportunity to have a forum to I mean I'm the one that made you
Steve GXer 750 makes a good point. It's like he's a 62 or something.
Yeah, but he's not. He's a 62 by number, but he's absolutely he knows what he's
doing. I know he does.
Listen, you hide behind the 62. But you're very, you know what you're doing, Brian. You do.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. And I just want to let you know, it as a friend who has, I've done nothing but try to give you a forum, make you, you know, it hurts when you do shit like that. And where would you
I only
be?
Have
and,
one.
And what other radio show has made you who you are? I did. My show.
Yeah, and I only have one account, is my Twitter. I know.
And to your credit, you do. I mean, you post under your own name. I get that, but still.
Oh, okay.
You know, I know you're not.
I want to let you know. I only have one account. That is it.
I know,
but within
that account is where you talk shit. Sometimes.
Yeah, you talk shit about us on that account.
That was a long time ago. Then I tried to clean everything up and. And I try to be funny.
I think that's what it is. I think that he thinks he's being funny sometimes, and it doesn't come off that way.
Yeah. Well, listen, bud.
And I'm sorry I hurt your fairy.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgive you, and I would always like to be your. I'd like to always be your friend, and it's just tough.
And that Daddy Hamill actually do mess you. That guy actually have a tail coming down when he talked to me about you. And
I don't doubt that one bit.
I don't think I should call him. I don't think Bubba would pick.
Well, a guy that had a tear coming down his cheek. A guy that had a tear.
Bubba will pick you up.
All right, B-Fud. Well, listen, be careful, and good luck to you and your family up there. You know I love you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got my COVID-19 model, M-O-L-D.
Moderna.
Something.
Moderna.
Yeah. For my two doses, and no side effect or nothing.
Great.
Well, and I don't have to wear no mask. I can go anywhere I want now.
Perfect.
With my OCDC card.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and I look forward to staying in touch with you, buddy.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye, B-Fud.
I don't understand why he financed. There were these stickers in downtown St. Pete, and they were
all over. They were around here too.
And they, well, it was here
like,
because
no, like on light poles around here, and
right?
Stuff.
Because they knew that.
No, I know
the studio.
Sure,
but it was just like Bubba Army, but it said Bubba Who.
No, Lummy said you were part of that. I'm not.
No,
not part
I wasn't
of
part of
no,
it.
No, no, I but Lummy, like you saw it though.
You were at part of the meeting, and then it went down.
No, it was at a.
Lummy, quit being a fucking.
I'm not. I was going to say. It up, Lummy.
No. I was going to say. Yeah, I was at a Miller comedy show, and we were drinking across next door in the bar, and Hamill had a bag. I just feel bad because he's dead now, and I.
Yeah, well, you know what? Won't you feel bad about the guy that fucking employs you then?
I do. All I right, do feel
so
bad.
So answer the question.
I walked away, and he had a bag, and he said, "I just I got 500 of these coming," and he pulled it out. And that's pretty much what it is. He had 500 coming, and it was him and Jabberjaw and Miller at the time. That was like 2013.
And what did I ever do to her?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's one of my biggest haters of all.
I think, yeah. And I think she was for quite a while.
I think she's caused me a tremendous amount of shit. Because she knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. And... Man, you talk about getting a raw end of the deal there. I didn't do anything wrong. I brought Rob in, and with specific instructions that Rob was to work with her.
Right.
Or even for her. And she was going to do the engineering slash, you know, they had two distinctive roles.
Okay. And I mean, I wasn't around during that time, so I don't know.
Caveman was.
I know, but so I was around when she was here the first time in the old studio. Oh,
and. God. And, you know, then she's like, I did not fire her at all. She quit. And she quit on, like, December 15th or something like that. And my health insurance, when I did provide it, which, by the way, health insurance is not, you know, is not something that, it's a luxury.
Right.
You know, it's not a right. And so at that time, I did provide health insurance because the wheels hadn't fallen off yet. Mm-hmm. And she quit on like December 15th. Well, my insurance cycle was 15th to the 15th. So she had insurance from December 15th to January 15th. But she quit like on December, I don't know, 17th or 18th. So on January 15th, when the bill came up, I canceled her because she was no longer an employee.
Yeah, are you supposed to just keep her on forever?
And she went to go get birth control. This is a story that's been told me by a very good source. She went to go get some birth control or something, and they had told her that her prescription insurance was no longer valid, and she was embarrassed at the pharmacy, and she vowed to make life hell on me because I canceled her insurance.
Huh.
That's the story that came to me from a very reliable source. And I was just like, I'm hungry. I'm going to heat up a few of these sloppy joes that there I brought. And then...
I'm going to go to the beach and take our shirts off.
I'm not going to...
In a Speedo.
I'm driving the motherfucker to make sure it's okay, and that's it. It's going to be very... Oh, you know what? I'll go live on our YouTube channel at The Bubba Army. I don't know how long it's going to be. Blitz and I will probably drive at least to the FBI building.
Yeah, that's what we should do. That'll work.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, how you doing today?
Good.
I wanted to ask, whatever happened, like, with the case being dropped against Kalta and Cox and all those people?
It got dropped. It got settled. They settled it.
Hopefully you beat those people because they were pieces of shit.
Well, that's your opinion. I can't really comment on any of that. I wish them all the best.
My name's Bennett, and I'm not in it.
My name's Bennett, and I'm not in it, and I wish everybody the best.